May 16, 1911. Jesus does not want to confound the enemies of the church, and he cries over the painful wounds which are in her body. I was praying, Blessed Jesus, to confound the enemies of the church, and my always lovable Jesus, in coming, told me, My daughter, I could confound the enemies of the Holy Church, but I don't want to. If I did so, who would purge my church? The members of the church, and especially those who occupy positions and heights of dignity, have their eyes dazzled, and they blunder a great deal, reaching the point of protecting the false virtuous and oppressing and condemning the true good. This grieves me so much, to see those few true children of mine under the weight of injustice. Those children from whom my church must rise again and to whom I am giving much grace to dispose them to this. I see them placed with their backs to the wall, and bound to prevent their step. This grieves me so much, that I feel I am all fury for their sake. Listen, my daughter, I am all sweetness, benign, clement and merciful. So much so, that because of my sweetness I enrapture hearts. But I am also strong, as to be able to crush and reduce to ashes those who not only oppress the good, but reach the point of preventing the good which they want to do. Ah! You cry over the secular, and I cry over the painful wounds which are in the body of the church. These grieve me so much as to surpass the wounds of the secular, because they come from the side from which I did not expect it, and induce me to make the secular rail against them.